4 SRR radio check. Alright, one last try here. This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo Robert. With 5 over. With an answer on that. This is Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo. This is a 10 watt radio check. Over. So Delta 4, Sierra Romeo, Romeo. Another radio check at 10 watts. See if we're getting into the repeater. QTH is Joanna, South Carolina, 29351. Getting in. So let's try it on 30 watts, back traditional minimum power. For radio check, KD4 SRR.
Kilo Delta 4 S Sierra Romeo Romeo, W4 KBK. I was running into the radio. I did hear you on 10 watts. A lot of noise. Try it again with higher power. Enjoy.
We appreciate it. Didn't mean to make anybody scramble on a Friday night if they didn't need to, or wake them up early, or keep them from going to bed if they're going to the Waynesville tomorrow. But I do appreciate you getting back. I see a lot of noise on 10. How is it on 30? Over.
A little less noise, but probably more than you want to have. You on a portable? Well, you can't be on a portable. Yes.
Warp factor 2 now. This is at 80 watts. This should be clear. Over.
The repeater up at 10, 30, 40, 80, or 100. You're making the trip to it. It's just a little noise in there from somewhere or another. Maybe your location. And I heard earlier today when I was in and out of the office, they evidently had a little repair going on up on the mountain on this repeater, and I did not hear the result of how that work came out.
So the backup repeater, they hooked in an amp with a preamp, and they did some other stuff, but didn't have to fadoodle with the connectors or anything too much. Over.
That's good. I don't know. I mean, you hearing noise with me? This is a relatively new rig, but I hadn't heard anybody telling me that I had any appreciation.
It sounds a little like Myrtle Beach. You hear a few waves of noise, white noise in the background that come and go, but it's not popping or anything like that. Over. Are you mobile?
Negative. I'm talking on a mobile, but I've got a vertical outside the house here. And this repeater's usually really clean. I usually don't hear unless somebody's on a portable in a bad location. This thing's pretty clear, and I just noticed today when they were up on the mountain playing with it that it was noisy, and it's noisy now. So I don't know if the problem's solved or not.
That might not be. Totally. There's a few storms of heat lightning below me, but I didn't see anything to the west or the northwest, so I don't think I would blame it on thunder boomers. Maybe just the doggone heat, you know?
No, if the heat's causing this noise, just buckle up, because it's going to be worse tomorrow and Sunday, I think. You're communicating and have no problem making out your audio or your what you're saying. So, I mean, it's doing the job. It's just noisier than I'm usually used to hearing.
For Sierra Romeo, Romeo ID. It's just weird that I can be on a really short mobile antenna, an ancient tram on top of the car, and only running 25 watts, if that much, from a QIT, and I get a better report if I'm about 5 miles from here. I'm not even necessarily on higher elevation. Or even more or less obstructions. It's just one of those things. I don't know. Over.
I got you. They, you know, when you hear a repeater before it drops out and it's clean as a bell and people's audio is not, that's an indicator that it may be a received thing on the repeater. Could be the duplexer. I don't know. I was in the radio business a long time, but I wasn't technically trained. I was just doing systems for Motorola, so got enough knowledge to be dangerous, but kind of odd when that repeater is dropping out after we unkey it. It's silent. It's clean as a bell.
Is there like a time gate, like a setting when we drop out, like a way you can set a setting on those radios? Over.
Clue. I am clue free on that. I don't even know what. I was dealing with VHF and UHF and 800 repeaters back in my day, so I got no idea what to be on the mountain on this hand repeater. But it's clean before that thing times out after we unkey. I don't know. But you can talk to people. It's working good enough to make a conversation. Go ahead.
Roger that. Well, you know more than what I do. I dealt with a little bit on the TV side, but not in the transmission of it, just in the production of it. And anywho, well, I appreciate you coming back. And it is something they may have to do some more work to. He's got the whoever was working on it, and I forget again, but I was driving. It was working good this afternoon. And he took the old repeater out, or is coming back to fix it, thinking it's a cold solder joint or a crack in a solder. He just had to put a little heat to it. But I don't know. Maybe it's, depending on how much money it is, maybe it's time to, you know, sign up some new members and pass the hat. Buy a new one.
To age. Troubleshoot them all day long, and we used to say with Motorola, you're either going to find it quick or never find it. That was our policy, but anyway. All right, I'm going to get out of here, and I think you're doing okay from where you are down that way. And we'll listen to tomorrow and see what changes, okay? Good talking to you. W4KBK in downtown Greer.
Okay. Okay, this is KD4SRR. It was a pleasure talking to you. Have a good rest of your evening. Buddy Dog won't side anyway over here, so we'll let you go. This is KD4SRR Robert and Joanna. I'm clear.